Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I am joined by my illustrious co-host. She is back, Miss 100%. But before we get all into the pleasantries and start crying and getting emotional and all that, got to tell you, tonight we got the interview with the intelligent actress, author, producer, humanitarian, Miss Cherry Johnson. So, if y'all want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. Cherry Johnson in the building. Y'all ain't ready, because 100% is back. And this, you know what that means, right? The queen of the little people in the building. I ain't got to pull up for the three-pointer no more. I'm going to the hole. I'm throwing the alley-oop. What's going to happen?
Big face, bitches.
That's what I'm talking about. Big face is back.
You are so crazy.
So tell them, if they want to get stink face, how can they get it?
Well, they can get up with me on Facebook, Miss. That's MS 100% spelled out on Facebook, or they can follow me on Twitter, Miss, or, well, there's no Miss, there's just at 100%, the number one, then 100%, or they can email me at miss100% at yahoo.com.
All right, and, you know, if you really want to catch up to Miss 100%, you can just go to the masturbation bar. Hang out.
Now, if they really want to catch up with me, they'll be listening to this show every Tuesday and Thursday. How about that?
We can do that, too.
How about they do that?
All right.
Chat room. Holler at me.
In that spirit, we have a phone call. Let's see what's happening. Carly, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Hey, what's up? It's Sanaya. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good. Chilling. Just calling to support the Diva Cherry Johnson on the new book.
It's all right.
Absolutely amazing. Peaches and cream, so.
Okay. Well, we'll have her on in the next, before the bottom of the hour, so.
Cool.
Yeah, she'll be calling in, so.
Awesome. Yes, stay tuned.
Huh?
Awesome. I'll definitely stay tuned for sure.
All right. Well, we'll put you on hold, and when she comes on after we've gone through, if you have any questions, we'll put you back on, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's support right there. I mean, her people are on the phone already, you know, because we know for showing up late and stuff. But that's real support right there. He was early. He was on the phone line before the show started. Take a lesson from this sister right here.
All right. Anyway, man, I'm shook. 100%.
Yeah.
You know, I thought about you when I saw that in Brazil, they have the Miss Bum Bum pageant.
You know a Bum Bum pageant? So they had a pageant for big booties in Brazil?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much, that's what it was.
No, it's not done.
Oh.
You can vote for the contestants online. And they have a website and everything. And, you know, I did my due diligence. I wanted to check it out. See what was going on, seeing you know, what the bum contest was all about. I was a little upset because I didn't get called to be like a judge or anything, but I ain't going to hold it against the country of Brazil or the representative. But there was one thing, and I don't know if you got a chance to check it out. There was no dark skin booty.
No karma booties on it.
Now, you know, we ain't trying to be racist or nothing, but we talk about bum. We talking about bootylicious, all that other stuff. I'm thinking it had to be some caramel in there.
Or some mocha somewhere.
Right. It's a big ass you can slap, rat-a-tat-tat.
So what's going on? Why? What's going on? Are they discriminating against the luscious brown booty? Is that what they're doing?
That's what it is. And the bad thing is, everybody had a huge ass on the website. So I couldn't, you know, I couldn't bring myself to vote against any of them.
Okay.
Because to me, it was like, y'all all winners.
Well, you said something earlier about a masturbation bar. So what's going on with the masturbation bar?
Well, in Japan, they have a masturbation bar just for women. Where they just go in and talk about masturbation. I don't know if they're in there talking and masturbating with each other.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you have any conversation amongst women about masturbation, is not happening, it's going to soon happen. So I'm kind of thinking that's what it is.
Hold on. So let me get this right before we go on. You're saying that if there's a conversation with women and you're talking about masturbating, that eventually it's going to happen?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's it? Just a conversation and then bam, it's on?
I mean, a true masturbator, I mean, if you just, you know, somebody that do it every now and then probably not, you know, but a true masturbator understands the power of masturbation, and the conversation is the Kickstarter. So if you're talking about it, if it's a whole bunch of women in one place at one time talking about masturbating, pretty soon it's going to happen.
All right, fellas, y'all heard this, right? If you're around a whole bunch of women and you bring up masturbation, it's going to happen.
Yeah, what?
What?
Why put men into it? I said women. We don't want y'all involved in everything.
Well, we don't want to be involved in everything.
Y'all think that, why do men think that, oh, if we're masturbating, automatically we're thinking about a guy? We're probably...
Hold on. I ain't even saying nothing like that. Starters. I was talking to the fellas. I was saying that since I was taking my cue from you, you said that, hey, if you talking about masturbation, it's going to happen.
I said women. A bunch of women together talking about masturbation. More than likely, it's going to happen. It's going to take place. More than likely.
All
right. Yeah, just happy that there's some things that y'all are not going to be included in. We'll probably tell y'all about it later, though.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. You know.
That's what I was looking for.
I'm just going to say it. That's some bullshit. And it's okay. I understand. I see how it is.
I mean, later on when we feel like cuddling, then we'll probably talk to y'all.
Man, get the fuck out. I'm not even going to go there. Afterwards. Yeah, you know, we was all sitting around, me and all the girls, and then we just started masturbating. It was real cool. Let's cuddle.
Cuddling can lead to for y'all. Come on now.
Whatever. Cuddling leads to y'all going to sleep. That's how that shit goes. Don't run that. Oh, you'll never know. No, you can't fool no man with that. Because cuddling just means, yeah, y'all going to sleep. Sitting there like, ain't this a bitch? So, yeah, you can't even run that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I shouldn't even try it out.
Yeah. Speaking of which, though, I am disappointed. I saw something 100 that just, it shook me. I guess there's a world penis map. I ain't even know nothing about this.
Wow. A world penis map.
Yeah, and on the world penis map, the United States came in 25th.
Oh, stop it.
25th. Who came in first? You'll never believe it, but it was from Africa. The Republic of Congo.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. Came in the average 7.1 inches.
Oh, come on. That's the biggest?
Well, that's the average.
So they're saying the average size of an American man's penis is not even 7 inches?
No. In America, the average size is 5.1.
They just made that shit up.
Yeah, I agree.
Who's before America?
Shit, 24 other countries, including in the top five, Ecuador. I didn't even know they had people in Ecuador, but obviously they have big dicks in Ecuador.
I don't believe it.
Ghana came in third. Colombia came in fourth, and fifth. Which is some bullshit. I'm going to put it out there. Iceland.
No, what the hell?
Iceland. 6.5. Now, one, I question the study because I don't know anybody in any circle that I know that got the email or the call like, hey, we want to measure your dick for the world map. One. Right.
I haven't seen it posted on Facebook or Google or none of that kind of stuff. So I don't know who they even used to do the study.
Oh, because first, you know, if they had did that and would have put up like an email address, they probably would have got a whole bunch of brothers emailing them. Because, you know, it don't take nothing to get a man to email you a dick picture.
Right.
With the measurement next to it.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, since I don't think that this contest or this map is fair or accurate, I propose to do my own world penis map. Okay, so you
How do you propose to do your own world penis map? How this gonna come about?
I'm gonna take a few people or guys, and I will from different places, and let me be the judge of, you know, who's the biggest, you know, who's the widest, who's the smallest, you know, that type of thing.
Okay, so if you're doing it like that, so you gonna put it out there right now, like you gonna put your email address out there, like send me the pictures. I miss 100%. You going out there like that?
I already did it. They got the email address at the beginning of the show. So if they're not afraid and they would like to be involved in this 100% penis map, world penis map, then, and really with me, size don't even matter. I mean, I'm just doing it to prove that, you know, really, Americans are fine. I'm just doing it to prove that Americans don't have the, what was it, 20th?
Yeah.
What number was it, 20th?
Well, first and foremost, I can't believe that you let that lie come out your mouth and saying, oh, size don't matter. I'm just doing it for the principle.
Well, not just for the principle of saying that I know that American men have bigger penises than people in fucking Ecuador. And people in, would you say?
Iceland.
Come on now. Now, Colombia, I don't know. Colombia, they might be running neck and neck, maybe. But Iceland, Ecuador, I'm just.
All right, well, y'all heard it here. Miss 100% is like, send her your penis pics. Yeah.
Only if you're bigger than 7.1.
All right. On that note, we need a break before we get Miss Johnson on. This is Nas. The Don.
It's the heartbeat of the people. The ghetto people, I want us to get the people who cannot afford to go to big concerts. Some of these people do not even have TV, so they cannot afford cable. Some of them can afford a radio, so the only thing they can listen to is the music. People from the ghetto, people from the projects, street people, article ghetto youth who know what it is to sing about suffering and reality.
New York girl, them a mad over we. 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 Condominium roof deck, so anyone move next, I hit you with two checks. Rock the Roberto Cavalli, no show, no convertible. Mozzie, my Colombiana, mommy, body beside me. Every tap means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something within my first shotty. My niggas is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's a ghost phantom, and y'all can't stand them, boy.
With your host, Mr. F the N-word. I am Miss 100%, and that was not the Don. And now, without further ado, let's get our guest for the evening, Miss Cherry Johnson, on the line.
But she hasn't called in yet. But
she hasn't called in.
Yeah, oh. when she calls in, we'll get her. But we do have somebody on the line here. I know. Starts with a black, ends with a steel. What's up, man?
Hey, F the N word. What's going on, man? What's up with you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Oh man, I'm hanging in there. I'm busy, but I'm hanging in there.
Hey, Mr. Black Steel, this is Miss 100%. How you been doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Miss 100%?
Oh, perfect. I can't complain.
That's good. I see you guys. You know, I'm just calling in the show to say what's up. You know, you guys are doing your thing. You know, I'm just showing my love to the show.
No, hold on. Now, forget all that. 100% want to know, is you getting in on the penis map?
Am I getting in on the what?
On the world penis map, man.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Anyway, we gonna bring on Cherry. Hey, welcome to Smooth Drama. Well, welcome back. Hello? Cherry? Hello? 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 Oh. I guess she's gone. Hopefully we can get her back on here in a second. Unless my man scared her with the whole the penis map thing.
When he said no, so she hung up like, man, it's a bullshit.
Oh, here we go. Hey, Jerry, how you doing? Welcome back to the show.
You heard me a minute ago.
Nah, we couldn't hear you. It something happened.
Hi, I was going, hello. Hello.
Hello.
All right. Well, I first of all, thank you for coming back to the show. And, you know, I thought I had read Craziness in reading your book, Been Around the World Twice, but after reading your excerpt from the Peaches and Cream,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, thank you for having me back. I appreciate it.
I just wanted to say one thing to the audience. She is not a child star. Former child star. This woman is 36 years old, a grown-ass woman. Stop calling her a child star, please. Thank you very much, and that's it.
That's it.
Thank you for having my back, boo.
I got your back, because you know what? I know that is so frustrating. First of all, you're not former because you're still working, but at the same time, you're not a child, so you are a former child star, but you're a grown woman. Most of all, in your own right, you are an artist. And people should know that about you. You're not just, you know, what is it, a one-hitter quitter? You just made one film and that's it, and 30 years later, here you are. No, you've been working all this time. So people need to know that about you. So.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that because people still baby talk me. It's like, you know, those, oh, and I'm like, are you really talking to me like that right now?
Okay, well, just don't slap nobody. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Well, you know, they suing stars nowadays, so.
Yeah, that's what I said. Don't do it. I'll do it for her. I do it.
Yeah, you got to let your regular home dogs do it. So 100 slapping them. Oh, man.
You know, I don't have the patience for that. Like, if you were standing right there and you did it real quick, then I'd be like, dude, she got you for me. But I don't even think like that. And I understand Gary Coleman. I know why he smacked that lady. People,
right.
they really get beside themselves, and they think they can say anything that they want to. And at first, you know, they say, oh, you should just ignore the drama. No, you ignore the drama every day for 30 years.
Right,
Yeah, I mean, yeah. God bless the dead, but Gary Coleman should just pull out his dick and pee on him. See, once you're an irrelevant star, it's like it don't matter no more. I would just like, I would pee on you. I just, what? Okay, hold on.
That's hilarious. And knowing Gary, because we grew up together, well, I grew up, but you know what I'm saying. Like, he would have laughed about that right now.
That was a quick one, like, hi, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it like that because I love him with, no, I really do. I love him with all my heart. Like, he was a good man to me. I played his little sister, ironically, on a movie called Playing with Fire, where Cicely Tyson played my mother a long time ago. And he was very sweet. We were in, like, a burning house, and they used a lot of pyro, and I got shocked. There were actually sparks that came out and burnt me. And he was pulling me, supposedly, out of the house. He pulled me out the house, and then he started yelling and was like, she's really burnt. So he stuck up for me. He was always like a good big brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was sad to see how he died and to see how everybody jumped in trying to steal his shit. It made me want to drive up there and smack the shit out of somebody. Like, listen.
Sad and ridiculous. It was just so disgusting.
Well, it's sad because that was his whole life. He had the same problem with his parents, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Our lives were very different in that aspect. Like, I worked because I wanted to, and unfortunately, he was his parents' workhorse.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I want to just say, I don't understand why the movie Dead Tone.
Uh-huh.
Was not actually at the movie, because
I can explain it.
we were talking about that movie. I had never seen it, and then once we got off of Skype, the movie actually came on Stars. I'm about to watch this movie, and I watched it. That was a good damn movie. That movie had me scared.
Okay, so you're talking about the horror film. Well, one of the biggest things that people don't realize is we did a low-budget film. We only spent $4.5 million making it. But for a film to go to theaters, you have to spend $7 to $10 million just in press and advertising money.
Wow.
So that was way more money than what we had. But we've done really well.
That movie, I loved it.
Thank you so much. It's the first film that I co-executive produced, so that means a lot to me, along with Magic Johnson and Wyclef Jean, and a bunch of NFL players actually put in the money and made it possible for us to make that film. But it's on Netflix. It is playing on the Chiller channel and Encore Suspense, and it's also available on Amazon and iTunes.
So now I
got to ask, what's up with Peaches and Cream? What made you want to do that? And I just, after reading the excerpts, I'm like, I got to have the book tomorrow. But
you know, I rode around the world twice, and my name is Cherry. I am the fruit from my hood. There's a fruit in every hood. You know, you might remember, oh, the girl named Lisa that lived down the block, but don't nobody forget the fruit. So I will forever be Cherry from Cedar Street in my hood. And there's a Peaches in every hood. So I figured that Peaches is a character that everybody would be able to relate to. Y'all ain't going to forget Peaches.
No.
And she wants what everyone in the hood wants, and that's a little bit of money, power, and respect. And she learns the value of money early, and she knows that it controls your life and mind. She decides that she is going to do any and everything that she can do to be a boss early. And when I say any and everything, the first thing that men go to is, oh, she becomes a stripper or a hoe. She might be running some strippers or some hoes, but she is definitely not on the block doing any work herself.
Everybody knows that the boss is not the one on the corner. The one that's the boss is the one that's running the ones on the corner. So people think like that. Yeah, they don't have a boss mentality.
No, and it's a day and age where, I'm sorry, but black female women are portrayed like we don't have any skill, We don't have any brains. Like, if you're going to be about money, at least go get your own money. And I wanted to show, I cannot say a positive character because I wouldn't say everything about Peaches is possible, like positive. But she has very strong points. And I wanted black women especially to have somebody that they could look up to and be like, I'd rather be like her than be like a housewife.
Well, I mean, when you were talking about her selling donuts,
yes,
and making $2,500 a month, I was like, shit, I need to go to the store.
But the funny part about that story is there are parts of Peaches that are taken from my life, and but a whole lot that I can't claim because I am no Peaches. I think people will be able to look at me different after they read the book and be like, wow, she is kind of a real person, and know that I have, you know, the industry, entertainment is beautiful and it looks all glitz and glitter, but it's a hustle. And if you don't have no hustle, you're not going to survive. I used to sell donuts in school when I was a kid. I was making money like that besides from making money on TV. Like, I've been very driven from an early age and determined that I was going to be successful in my own right and not have to depend on any man ever.
And that's a perfect way to be. Some people, some women, now I know you can agree with this, women get a lot of flack for wanting to be strong and wanting to be independent. But the moment that we show any type of weakness, oh, this bitch is weak. So exactly. It's like we can't win for losing, so I would rather be seen as that strong, no-nonsense black woman that don't take shit than to be seen as a weak-ass female. So I feel
absolutely. And I felt like that was important, you know, where you get to see her. She does, you know, she has pitfalls like everybody else, and she's going through what a lot of people are going through now in life. She doesn't like labels. A lot of people might call her bisexual. She calls herself Peaches. She's everybody's friend and free to love who she wants to.
Right.
Nothing wrong with being everybody's friend.
Hey.
So what, I mean, aside from this, now are you looking at maybe making Peaches and Cream into a movie one day?
You know, that question keeps coming up over and over again. And at first, no, it's like I just wanted to make reading cool again because we don't do it enough. And I personally have lost interest in TV. Like, I can't relate to Basketball Wives, and I can't relate to Housewives of anywhere, no matter where they live. Because I think people forget, first of all, reality is not reality. Like, it's not
exactly
real. So I decided to put my reality, changing names, of course, to protect the innocents, in characters back into literature and let people know that it's okay to read. I mean, people are on Facebook and Twitter all day, and they don't even read people's statuses right. They answer with, like, bazonker answers and stuff, and then you have to correct them and be like, did you even read what I wrote? And they're like, no.
Well,
it's become a lost art.
Well, people don't read. I mean, we know this. And I talk to people, and you talk about reading. And they talk, well, reading gives me a headache.
Right. That's a total
That's because
cop-out.
You don't do it a damn enough.
You don't do it or you need glasses, honey, because that's a total cop-out. Like, but since the question keeps coming up, it's definitely a thought. Because I would love to meet supply and demand. And I'm all about creating characters that I want to play now. That was my whole reason to start producing films. So we'll see.
Thanks. I would go see it.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe a play, but I was thinking, nah, not a play.
No.
Yeah, that the excerpt that I read, I was like, whew, I needed, you know, a handkerchief to wipe the sweat. And I was like, yeah, this is the one in popping. So
I don't think I could play Peaches night after night. I think it would be really tiring.
Right. And plus, I wouldn't want to go to no damn play because I wouldn't want to be in the audience with people who go to plays. I'm sorry.
Aww.
That was a mean comment.
Yeah, what does that mean? I want to understand that because one day I think I want to do a play.
Well,
so what kind of people go to see plays? I'm confused now.
You see people who go to these plays, and I'm like, I've been to a few plays in my day, and the audience, they kill me. They're almost like people who go to football and basketball games. They're unrealistic in life.
Oh, well, yeah. I think that's most people are unrealistic in life. That's why they buy in this stuff on TV.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid, though. I'm not going to go there. That's a whole nother conversation for another day. Now, and you, funny, you were talking about reality series. I saw a reality series that I had to ask you a question. I saw Starter Wives. I'm like, why would you want to see the ex-wife of somebody who is supposedly famous? Who's watching this stuff?
I don't know. Definitely not me. I only turn my TV on really to watch football. It's either football or ESPN. Besides from that, I don't get it.
Well, I'm depressed in football, so I'm a Saints fan, so it's hard out here.
Oh, wait a minute. You guys won me some money the other night.
Yeah, we won one game. Please believe my whole family, we live and die off that.
Well, I'm a Steelers fan, and we're getting off to a slow start, but it's not the first time we've done that and came back. I'm not worried yet. You shouldn't be worried either.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for your kind.
She's not buying it.
You sound like Kitty, like, all day, like, don't be worried.
That's still early. I mean, there's no way in hell if you guys play us this year, you're going to beat us. But besides from us, you might have a chance.
It's like that.
Yeah, always when it comes to the Steelers. I'm sorry, you know you mumble and everything.
All right. Well, I mean, if it happens and they play each other, you know I'm gonna hit you up. We're gonna talk about it.
That's what's
don't,
up.
Don't let us win.
I got $10 on the game.
All right.
Look, she always want to make some money. She said, "Look, I got." What you going to do?
That is so true. I got a problem. I think, you know, just leaving the house with no money and coming back with 20 will make me happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely.
Yeah, I'm thinking a lot of women can't really say that.
Yeah.
Like, but you don't want to say that in public. Yeah, I left out with no money and I came back with 20. It just don't sound right.
That's the hustler's mentality.
Yeah, I can relate to that. And then along with that, you have to be humble and you have to be grateful for whatever you have. You know, it's a lot of people that complain about their current situation, but they don't want to do anything to change their situation. They're waiting on somebody else to change their situation when they have the power to do it themselves. So all day long they complain, but nothing ever comes from complaining but more complaints.
Right,
so
that's true.
Definitely.
Well, I was going to say, we actually have a question from one of our listeners. Beautiful Black Butterfly asks, are you an emotional person?
It depends on what time of the month it is, because like near my period I will cry at the drop of the dime about stupid stuff. Like, for real, like a kid or something, or if I see something on TV, oh, it's over, I will definitely cry. Like, I don't know why, but somebody sent me a link to Dr. Drew. I'm just ending my period now, and it was talking about how James DeBarge was, like, homeless. Oh, yeah, I fell out, and I was like, if I didn't know where he was, I'd have went and got him, and I love the DeBarges.
You know, you are way too real.
I mean, that's honest God truth, but any other time, I mean, about James DeBarge, yeah, maybe, nah, besides from that, I'm not really that emotional. I care about people, though.
All right, but, you know, we just got through talking about your period.
Oh, my bad. Right. I didn't know I wasn't allowed to say that. I believe two people.
Welcome to Smooth Drama, the show where you talk about everything under the sun, including our menstrual cycle.
Yeah, I don't even know what else I can say.
My bad. Or, you know, sometimes I'm emotional if you're going give me a check. I love to cry on screen. We can take it back to Monday where you're more comfortable with me, boo.
It's all right. You know, I mean, we can have a whole philosophical discussion about your menstruation period. Anyway, so tell the people if they want to catch up to Cherry Johnson and want to see your works, where can they catch it? Where can they get this magnificent book that has caught my... See, I was still stuck on the cover to Around the World Twice, but now I'm like, I don't even know.
And, you know, I'm going to re-release. I can ask everybody, please do not go out and support Around the World Twice. I'm about to re-release it the beginning, like the first quarter next year. Brand new book cover. I'm not in love with the book cover that you saw.
What?
I'm going to use the same picture, but it'll be up closer and...
Okay.
It'll be brighter and the way I would want it. I was signed to another publisher before, but now I have my own publishing company. So.
And I noticed that. So.
Yes.
All right. So you're saying on the new cover, mm-hmm. it's going to be closer and brighter.
It's going to be closer. You know, the book was kind of dark before, and there was a lot going on the cover. And I think it lost focus of what the purpose was. So... I took the picture with the American flag wrapped around my waist as a homage. My cousin was in Iraq. I fell in love with a man who went to war, and I wanted to contribute something to my soldiers because black women don't seem to do that, especially black women in the industry that often. So that was my paying homage to them and to the United States, and it's called Around the World Twice because my career has given me the chance to travel the world. And I have to say, as much complaining as we do, we are spoiled brats here, and this is the
best.
Yes.
Geek on it.
So right. I'm redoing the book cover. You will not be disappointed, though. I can promise you that. In fact, I believe you'll like it more.
Well, hold on. I wasn't disappointed with the first.
I didn't love it, and then I hated the editor because the editor's spelling and grammar was worse than mine. So when we got our book back, we saw, like, way more mistakes than what we turned it in. So it will be re-edited, and we might add a couple more chapters.
Okay. All right.
But Peaches and Cream is out, and it is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, or you can always hit me up on Twitter because I'm a Twitter-holic. If you want your book signed and you have PayPal, I'm Cherry Johnson, C-H-E-R-I-E, Johnson 75. If you hit me up, I'll give you my PayPal account, and you can pay me $19.95. The book is $15, but shipping and handling is $4.95, and I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Sounds like we're
winning. Yeah, sounds like.
Well, I did. I tried to friend you on Facebook, and this is kudos to you.
Really?
That your page, you can no longer accept any more friend requests, Miss Lady, because you are over the limit of friends. So
yeah. Facebook be hating on me. But if you add me on Twitter and you, like, tell me you're there, I'll follow you back. I follow everybody that talks to me.
Okay. So I will add you on Twitter because if people don't talk to me, I don't follow them either. So.
Awesome. You follow me, I'll follow back. I just told my age singing De La Soul, huh?
Yeah. I will.
Well, I thought that was Digital Underground, but.
Oh, it might have been.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, that's.
It is.
Digital Underground.
Just
that'll
saying.
Tell you how old I really am. I don't even know what I'm thinking
she
of.
Said De La Soul.
Hey, I like De La Soul. They still hitting. So. But I want to thank you for coming on the show, and definitely look forward to catching up to you later on this year. And I definitely want to see that new cover.
So oh, you will. You definitely will.
Flip me a PDF. I mean, I ain't saying it from a groupie fanatical. I just it's an appealing cover.
You
supported
my book.
Point of view. Knock it off. That's a group.
I love. No, I love the fact that you supported my book. And please, November 3rd. At 12 o'clock, I will be on Ustream, and I'll put it on my Twitter, and I'll be answering questions about Peaches and Cream.
Oh, okay. November 3rd.
November 3rd at 12 p.m. And Pacific Standard Time.
Okay.
All right. West Side.
All day.
Thank you so much for coming on. I had so much fun talking to you, getting to know you. I truly appreciate you giving us your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it, too. Hope to be back soon.
Yes, ma'am.
You will be.
You can call in anytime. All right. That was Miss Cherry Johnson, the illustrious, but not as illustrious, Miss 100%. I ain't going to do that to you.
Okay.
Intelligent and focused and all that other stuff.
Right. Motivated.
Yeah. That too. And on that note, we're going to go on break here because I got to recharge my juices real quick. This is the R Stories.
Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-word. I am Miss 100%, and that was the R story.
All right, and speaking of stories, you know, we just start off with my favorite Dave Chappelle deaf poetry moment, which was entitled "Fuck Ashton Kutcher." Somebody was feeling that same thing, and they end up calling in a report of a home invasion robbery with shots fired at his home.
Shots fired?
Yeah, shots fired. You know, so.
He wasn't even at home, was he?
Yeah, he wasn't even there, but somebody said they used a teletext message, which is normally used by the hearing impaired, saying that they were hiding in a closet inside the house, saying several Russian men with weapons were in the house and that shots had been fired and people were either injured or dead.
And that was a lie, correct? That was
He was taping his show 2.5 Men when it happened. But, you know, it's funny that they sent the police to his house because, as Dave Chappelle so eloquently noted, when you watched Punk'd, he was always sending the cops after black folks. And as we know,
that shit ain't funny.
Yes, it is never funny.
Like that.
Yeah, it's never funny when the cops is behind
a black.
Yeah, it just, no, fuck that. So I just regret that he wasn't there to get punked. because he deserved to get it. But just in case nobody else heard it, fuck Ashton Kutcher. I believe in that shit, too. I thought that exact same thing. I've never not thought that because it's not funny.
Right.
And if you think sending the police to my house or whatever as a joke is funny, yeah.
Yeah. I noticed that he, like, you know, on the show Punk, they actually punked him.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't like it at all. So I'm thinking, like, if you don't think this shit is funny, what makes you think it's funny when it happens to somebody else? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there were episodes where somebody punched him in the mouth. Like, yeah, that shit's not funny, dog. And if I see you, I'm going to run you over. But speaking of somebody needing to be ran over, down in my favorite state, what's my favorite state?
Florida.
Down in Florida. they can't help themselves. They always got to set the trend. They broke out with, you know, LeBron James. They try and give LeBron James love, but not by the jersey, not by his ridiculously priced tennis shoes, but by fucking LeBron James heroin.
Wow.
Yeah. Heroin. Big shout out to heroin with LeBron James on it. Because I guess that's supposed to make it the most popular brand. Like, man, forget all that other stuff. I got that LeBron James right here.
I mean, why can't it be LeBron James orange juice or, you know what I'm saying, something like that, something that's positive and healthy? Why do black folks always have to go to the destructive or to the negative or, you know, the bad side of things? It's ridiculous.
Look, I'm just going to say this. I hope lightning strikes them. That's it. You know, if you selling LeBron James hair on, I hope lightning strikes you. That's
right.
It. Yeah, and speaking of lightning that needs to be struck, I don't know if y'all saw this. The Emancipation Proclamation is going on display, the original document for everybody to see, like, oh my God, it's still there. And they have pictures where they're showing the little black kids looking at it like, oh, it's the Emancipation Proclamation. Like, it was like some beautiful shit.
Right. Because it's a fucking lie to begin with, damn it.
All slaves in states of the Confederacy are free. That's it.
So that means that the people up north and on the East Coast, we still play.
No, here go right here. Here's the conversation right here. Oh, yeah, massa? Does that mean I'm free? Hell no, boy. You better get your ass back to work before I whip you. I mean, that's what the Emancipation Proclamation was in the slave states. If you was a slave there in the non-quote-unquote Confederate slave states, you still working.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't get what's historical about it. You freed some, I mean, it's just like we always talk about triumphing the Constitution. I'm like, well, all men were created equal except for y'all.
The first place, they didn't see black people as men or as women. They saw us as girls and boys. They saw us as animals. So when they were saying all men are created equal, they were not including us in that.
Well, and yeah, I mean, that's the whole point, is the fact that we celebrating the Emancipation Proclamation. I'm like, yeah, don't let me see it, because that's the one that I would pull out my dick and pee on. Like, I'm ruining the pages.
Yeah.
I'd probably get 100 years in jail. He peed on the Emancipation Proclamation. I might even just take a doo-doo. Since we were talking about menstruation earlier, I'd probably get it, an old tampon and just spread that on it as I doo-doo and pee on it.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Let's talk about doo-dooing and peeing on something or somebody. Columbus. Christopher Columbus.
What can I say about Christopher Columbus that I have not said over and over and over and over and over again?
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the fact that I hate him. Columbus, Ohio. It's like, really? His name wasn't even Columbus. His name was Chris Bowl. Try to change his name, make it quote-unquote sexier. Chris Bowl. Because it's a stupid name.
And actually, Ohio has actually stopped basically celebrating Columbus Day.
I'm guessing some people still got it in.
Well, yeah, but you know how they used to close banks and they used to close schools and all this different kind of stuff. They no longer do that. As of this year, there will not be closing. They didn't close any schools. They didn't close any banks or anything like that. There was nothing, no celebrations, no, it used to be like parades and things on TV. There was none of that. Which
that's not necessarily a good thing. I mean, because if you're somebody who worked at the bank, whatnot, you would take a paid day off. I tell you that. I'll take Ku Klux Klan Day if you give me a day off from work. But you know, it don't mean you.
But the point is, those days were closed in observance of celebrating the quote unquote holiday, and which is not really considered a holiday anymore.
Whatever. This is a man who has one legacy: murder. Murder, murder. Slave trader, murderer. I mean, there's nothing good to say about him. And every time they talk about he discovered, and I will keep saying this until somebody figure it out, you can't discover a place where there are already people.
Right.
Millions of people. See, once again, because some of y'all are slow, maybe you don't understand. Let me, as Jackie Chan once famously said, make you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. If 100 live in her house, if I show up at 100's house, I can't put the Fred flag down and say, I discover this place in the name of Fred, because she already was there. So obviously she discovered it before me.
Exactamundo.
I hope you got that.
I think they got it loud.
I don't think so. I mean, because you know, we always talking about celebrating him discovering some shit that had over 100 million people.
And the first thing, let's say, for instance, there were no inhabitants of America. He didn't discover it in the first place. It was somebody else who discovered it, who said, hey, look over there. So he was not the person that discovered it to begin with or discovered that it existed in the first place. So he just took credit for a bunch of shit that he didn't do. So that is what makes him a thief and a robber.
I mean, he didn't take credit for it. That's that whole, instead of history, his story. Because he was like, shit, I'm making money. Mm-hmm. He wasn't like, I discovered this shit. He's like, he didn't say discover. He said claim.
Wow.
Claim. There's a big difference between discover and claim.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, I want to thank Miss Cherry Johnson for coming on the show. And of course, I'm off the chain happy. Miss 100% is back. The queen of the little people has graced the show again. So on and popping. I get to, instead of pulling up for the three in your face, I'm going to the hole. I'm dishing the alley oop, and we giving them what?
Think face, bitches.
All right. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.